morning, everybody. We are so excited to be with you tonight. I am Mike, and this is my wife,
Amy.
And we are thrilled to share with you tonight's topic. We just think the time of year, everything that's happening, you know, it's the beginning of the year. The gyms are full, right? Amy and I were at the gym today, and one of the ladies was there in the morning, and she was like, I'm coming in the morning because it's crazy in the afternoon. So tonight's topic is about balancing nutrition and exercise. And I just think that's a perfect topic for this time of year.
Absolutely. And it's a perfect topic for us. When we started, we were always trying to balance nutrition. Well, not really nutrition, but exercise, right? And coming in 5 years ago, we've been doing this, and it's just truly really has changed our life. And 5 years ago, coming in from exercise, over-exercising for myself is part of my story, and realizing after talking to a coach and him sharing this program and what would best fit me, that I didn't really need to do that. And so the first week, I just slowed it down a little bit. I focused on our program and fueling and doing those things. And I focused on getting into fat burn. There might be some new starters today on this Monday, and that's what you're getting into, right? Or maybe last week was your new week, and on and on and on, and getting into that fat burn and feeling good. And that's what changed my life in 1 week, getting into fat burn, using the nutrition, lowering my exercise. Actually, I didn't really do any of that. I just walked my dog, and I lost 8 pounds. And what had happened from that, it was like, I could not keep this secret at all. I was blown away. I felt good. My energy went crazy. And I started sharing with others because I just felt like everyone else needed to know what was happening. And from that point on, it just has really changed our life with the four components.
So our topic tonight is balancing nutrition and fitness. And as we're sharing our story, and we have some amazing guests that we're so excited for you to meet, yes, as they share their story, we might talk about the impact that paying this forward has had on our life. And so we just want to share our impact disclosure statement. It will be in the chat, I'm sure. But, you know, it takes hard work and diligence to serve others and to help others with paying it forward in health coaching. And so we just want to make sure that we leave you with that up front. But, you know, what Amy was saying, we know we have people here that today is your day one. Yeah. And we know we have people that have probably been with us for a decade. And I think this connects with all of us in this season. But, you know, if today is your day one, what we don't want you to experience is overwhelm or anything like that. You know, this is a process. We're just going to take it a day at a time, a step at a time. You know, and when I started my journey, I'm someone that likes to lift weights and work out in the gym. It's been part of my life since high school sports and college sports, and I just never stopped doing it. But, you know, I reached a place where, you know, I just wasn't happy with where I was in my life. And I had all the knowledge in the world. I'm a practicing chiropractor. I've been a practicing chiropractor for 22 years. I had been in practice for 17 years when I was introduced to the Habits of Health system. And but I needed something more than knowledge. I needed a way to implement and gain structure so that I could really move forward. Because honestly, I was in an unhealthy mental place with exercise, right? Mm-hmm. I wasn't exercising as a gift to myself. I was exercising to overcome what I was doing with my nutrition and how I was eating in the evenings. So I literally started my journey by taking 30 days off in the gym. And I just focused on my nutrition. I started on the 5-in-1 program. I focused on the 5-in-1. And, you know, my story is I lost 23 pounds in my first month. I felt amazing. My energy was better. My mental clarity was great. I always say that when you change your physiology, you change your psychology. And that's what happened for me. And I was just really awakened. And then I was able to integrate more fitness and exercise into my life. So, you know, if you're brand new, where we're just going to take this a day at a time. If you're down the road a little bit and you're into optimization, we think we're going to be able to share some insight with you as well. But, you know, most people find themselves in a very unhealthy place as far as balancing exercise and nutrition. And really what happens is, you know, we mentally get into a place where we feel like we have to do it, not that we want to or we enjoy to do it.
Yeah. And, you know, not only is today Martin Luther King, but today is statistic wise, the day that everyone stops their resolutions. And
what did we decide? We found out it's called Quitter's Day. It's the second Friday in January.
Yes.
So whatever everybody has started. And typically that's because they were focused on intensity over consistency.
Yes.
And what we're going to share with you is how we can focus on consistency over intensity. So this is Amy and I. This is an evolution of 5 years of the Habits of Health system.
Right.
The picture of us on the far left is when we started this journey. We were just in a place where we were not physically, mentally, emotionally feeling the way we wanted. And we started on this journey. The picture in the middle is why we focused on our health, because we love those three kids. They are our world. And not only has OptaVia given us the physical health to experience life with them to the fullest, but it's also given us the mental and emotional and mindset to be able to be present and available to our kids. And it's given us the resources by paying this forward to be able to create experiences and moments. And the picture on the far right is a representation of what happens whenever you just really go all in with your health and play it out. Now, I just want you to know this is 5 years down the road, and we really plugged into the Habits of Health system full out in order to create that reality for ourselves. It was really not something that we ever envisioned ourselves doing a physique competition. That was December of 2023 that Amy and I did that. But, you know, we used all the resources of the active line that's out. You know, we were using our amino acids twice a day. We were using our whey protein twice a day. We were, you know, eating six times a day, following lean and green plans, you know, making our plate look like Dr. A's plate. We just got really, really specific on how we were looking at our caloric intake and our proteins, fats, and carbs. But we, you know, what we're saying is that you can take this wherever you want to go with it. You know, whatever your goals are. We know that most people aren't here and they don't ever want to do that. I mean, listen, we didn't ever have any plans of doing something like that. We were just asked with some friends, some other, a whole group of OptaVia coaches, and we did it together. And I'll tell you, being in community with other people made all the difference, right?
Yeah.
You know, having the support of each other, having the Habits of Health system, already knowing how to eat six times a day, already knowing how to portion control. Boy, were we thankful. Thank you, OptaVia, for the EAAs and for them helping us recover and have less soreness and, you know, really be able to create the health that we wanted and the experience that we wanted. And so wherever you are on there, you can create whatever you want. If you have no desire to ever do that, we're not saying that that's what you should want. We're not here to shoot on everybody. We're just here to give everybody options to go where they want to go.
That's right. And you know, 5 years ago, you wouldn't have seen me on that stage. And 5 years ago, I was just wondering, is this going to work for me? Is it, you know, what am I going to do? I'm not exercising. And that's all I've done my whole life for many decades. And I, you know, came into this having no idea. But what I did have is I had a coach that believed in me and believed in the system and believed in the program that was best for me, and gave me that confidence on day one. When I opened up that first fueling, he set it up, he showed us the way, and it made it possible because things started awakening. And that's where that Habits of Health system came in, that Dr. A really showed me what was possible and getting to Ultra Health and going through, you know, the weight loss and into transition and getting there.
So, you know, we bring up, this is from page 52 of your Habits of Health book.
Yeah.
And so this is why we're here, right? Why we're here. You know, you say, why do we even have to address this, you know, balancing nutrition and exercise? Because the pace of change of technology has outpaced the rate of human adaptability, right? And if you look at this, you can see that, and we all know this, right? Technology has rapidly advanced. Now we have AI all around us, and it's exceeded our ability to adapt. But Dr. A has given us a way to bridge that process, to shorten that gap. And he released this, you know, concept to us as human transformational technologies. What are human transformational technologies? Things like stop, challenge, choose, which allow us to adapt faster and to be able to catch up with what's happening with technology. Things like cue, routine, reward that you're going to learn about in element three, you know, and how to create new routines, right, along this way. And concepts like structural tension. Boy, did we use structural tension. When you know that you're going to walk on that stage on December 2nd, right, you have some structural tension that helps guide you every single day and keep you on track. But, you know, we all realize that technology has really changed our way of life, hasn't it? Yes. I mean, from a physical activity standpoint, we do far less physical activity than we used to. You know, Dr. A tells us in the Habits of Health system that our ancestors used to get 3,000 minutes per week of activity. And now we get about 300 minutes per week, and we consider that very or extremely active, right? Mm-hmm. So from a physical activity standpoint, technology has really given us the ability to move a lot less and just burn a lot of calories. And from a technology standpoint in the food industry, it has completely changed and revolutionized the food industry. We have now valued convenience over nutritional value, and that really has affected the nutritional value of what we're taking in. We're taking in far more calories and far less nutrients, right? And there's a lot of addictive things in our food now. So those are reasons why we're here and why this subject is just really so important.
Yeah, and the Habits of Health to really plug in there. And so as you guys see on here, this is on page 99 in your Habits of Health book, from where you may be starting right now, you know, into the non-sick and getting to a healthy weight, and then adding in aerobic fitness or, you know, lean muscle mass and changing that anti-inflammatory state, right? Or if you're not here to know where to go from that, right? Dr. A says on that page 99, our small, almost insignificant daily choices, right? As you wake up and you open that fueling, you set your clock and you eat that first fueling within a half an hour to an hour, and you set your clock, right? And then eat that every 2 to 3 hours. Those are the insignificant choices that you're just making that's going to keep showing up wins on those days.
So we're excited to introduce you to our first guest tonight. It has been an honor to get to work with Jenny. She absolutely has been rocking her transformation and is now impacting a lot of lives. So Jenny, we are so excited for you to share your story. I think it's just a great example of balancing exercise and nutrition and how that has impacted your life.
Thank you guys, Mike and Amy. I'm just loving, the whole story so far has been fantastic. Let me just start with that. And seeing that last slide really resonated with me and is part of my story. But let me start by saying I am a certified Optavia coach. My name is Jenny. I am also a full-time elementary school teacher. And most importantly, I am a single mom of two very, very active teenagers. And that kind of led me to, I think, why I needed this program so much is because I was really struggling to find a balance. I was either counting every single little morsel that I was sticking in my body, right? I was putting it down on paper, I was plugging it into an app. And if I wasn't doing that, I was trying to wear it off in the gym. You know, it was just, I would do something and I knew it wasn't healthy. And then I would be trying to outrun my fork. And I would come home at night and I'd stand in my kitchen and I'd look down and say, well, I already used my calories up for the day. I think I can't eat anything less. And I sure as heck don't have time to do anything else. And luckily I started watching my coach, and oh my gosh, was she showing up differently. And I just thought, there is something out there that is working for her, and I want it. And so I reached out to her, and she shared Optavia. She shared that it is just has changed her life, I needed it to change mine as well.
I know that, I know that you had, you know, a great transformation with that, but, you know, being a single mom and, you know, working full-time, right? You were working full-time as a school teacher. You're trying to get these boys to all their practice and everything. How did the system really impact you or, you know, make it simple for you to achieve what you have?
Well, the first thing is that we can grab and go. And when we can grab and go, we're not thinking. So I, you know, being a school teacher, yes, I still carry backpack everywhere I go. And so the backpack's with you when I end up at baseball or end up at the wrestling, and I shove it with my fuelings, you know, so I'm never without something that I know is going to satisfy me and fuel my body. Yeah. So I think about it. I just know I set my alarm. I eat every 2 to 3 hours. I eat those fuelings and it is going to predictably make me feel amazing. So it really was, that was one of the biggest aspects of it. The other part is the mindset. You know, when I said that I saw my coach showing up differently, I started showing up differently. And that's when people really started to say, you know, what are you doing? How is that happening? You know, and you just have to explain to them that, you know, for the first time in my life, I was truly fueling my body the best that I could. And even though I thought what I was doing before was what I should be doing, I had no idea what it really felt like to eat right. And program, I don't have to think. That was the most simplest part of it. So.
Well, and I think that's what the challenge is for most people when they're trying to balance nutrition and exercise, right? And when you had the program, you didn't have to think about that part, right? It was all thought out for you. And then, you know, I know you had an amazing physical transformation. And then as that happened, I know you started getting more active. And, you know, as you were adding in more calories, you were adding in more activity because now you felt like it, right? You had the energy to do it. And I think that's when you maybe started paying it forward.
Yes. So, and that is true. At the beginning, I didn't exercise at all. I mean, I'd made sure that I was still getting my steps in. And then I wanted to start parking far away. Like I always heard the people say, oh, just park further away. People in my town, I live in a very small town. They know to look for where my car is going to be when I'm at the Giant Eagle, right? They're just like, oh, yeah, Jenny's going to be parked the whole way across the thing. But you do start to make these decisions that you want to start moving more. And because of that, you start to feel better. So I don't find myself ever, you know, spending a lot of time in the gym or doing anything like that. But what I'm doing is such healthier movement. I want to be moving more. And yes, the paying it forward, becoming a coach, I felt like I was being really stingy if I didn't tell people what I found that I was looking for my entire life. So the paying it forward and becoming a coach just became so natural. You know, we just share and care what we're doing. And, people are out there and they're looking for it, right? So it just makes it very easy. And then what ends up happening is your mindset changes, your physical part changes. But, you know, the other part of being a coach is that I have been able to help my family out. Being a single mom, I'm it, you know, and I do have I'm very fortunate to have a job beyond coaching that I absolutely love. But, you know, it's tough. It's tough with two kids. And it was so nice to have some financial reward because now when I went and took them to get their equipment for baseball, I didn't have to panic as we were getting out of the car. What am I going to have to tell them they can't get? And I was finally able to say, oh, you want that bat? I know that bat's crazy price, but you know what? Let's do it. And it was great. It really has been helpful.
Freedom from, you know, where you were at before. And I remember we had a conversation that, you know, those little small habits you started creating that in your health just awakened other areas in your life too.
Yeah.
And so beautiful, Jenny. I personally love this because I get to know you and we get to be family, you know, from you saying yes to all of it. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. I know it connects with so many people, Jenny, and just thanks for joining us on this journey. We love doing this with you.
Thank you so much.
You know, so as we think about balancing nutrition and exercise, I just really wanted to bring up this slide and help people to see that, you know, weight loss is 70, 80, maybe 90%. You know, I was searching around trying to find actual statistics on this, but, you know, weight loss is probably 80, 90% in nutrition and only about 30%, 20% exercise. And I just want to share a little stat with you, right? And I think this scale is good looking at the balance of exercise and nutrition, but you know, you have to create a 3,500 calorie deficit to lose 1 pound, right? And 3,500 calorie deficit, just to put that into perspective, okay, is, you know, that you would almost have to run a marathon every day to create a 3,500 calorie deficit. And we had a client just today that we did a celebration call with, and that was exactly his story, right? He was just exercising more and more and more, and nothing was ever changing. And now today he's at the end of his first week, right? And he's lost 8 pounds. And we said, you know, that's fascinating. You'd have had to run a marathon every single day this week to create enough deficit to lose a pound. But if you're looking for ways to get active, you know, we have our new Aptive app. And so the picture on the right there that shows you the new Aptive app, that is the app that we use. And it's amazing. So if you want to know more about that, contact your coach. You know, we have a relationship with them within Optavia. And it is a great tool to just have your personal trainer, everything you need right there with you all the time.
Yes.
And so we want to introduce you to our next guest. Our next guest is Heather. Dr. Heather and I have known each other for a long time. And I knew her passion and heart for serving people and helping people. And, you know, I just reached out with her. And honestly, I reached out with her because I was open. I wanted her to join us on paying it forward and helping other people. You know, I knew her heart. I knew she loved to travel. And I was like, oh, this will be perfect for her, right? And when I reached out, she's like, you know what? I actually need to level up in my health. And so she has absolutely done that. So Heather, we're excited for you to share. And I think everybody's going to be inspired by your story.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys. I'm really happy to be here tonight. So I began my journey in this health program 1 year ago. And like Mike was saying, he randomly reached out to me through Facebook, and I really trust him and I love Amy. And when he mentioned he had this amazing program for me to try or actually like coach other people on, I said, whoa, let me just try it first. And I had been building up structural tension in my life because I definitely was 20 pounds overweight. I didn't have the energy to work out. And, you know, I've been an athlete my whole life, like growing up through high school and into college and, you know, on collegiate teams and stuff. And just, you know, 20 years down the road, I just gained weight and couldn't, you know, find the energy to get motivated to exercise again. So actually one day I was running through the airport with my kids to try to catch a plane, and my lungs were burning and I was sweating and my heart's racing. I felt like I might die. And then we get to the plane and I looked over at my teenage girls and I was like trying not to cry, but I said, you guys, I just want to state this out loud. When we get back from vacation, I'm going to do something about my like situation here. And they're like, Mom, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, look at me. I'm sweating. My lungs are burning. I feel like I'm going to die. And so I really believe in stating things out loud. And like, you know, Dr. A has us write in the life book. It's so, so important for me to write down what I want and visualize what I want in my life. And I wanted to be physically fit so I could run through the airport and also look great in a bikini. So that was like my initial like, why? And so so I started my program and wow, like it was amazing because prior to it, I would try to do Zumba at least once a week, but I would feel like a train ran over me after doing Zumba class because I was so inflamed And I just felt sore all over. And so one of the first things I noticed was I wasn't sore or in pain anymore. So just after a couple of weeks for me, I had the energy and the motivation to start other things. So I started something new and the confidence because I started to look good in my, you know, yoga outfit instead of feeling, you know, self-conscious. So then I started something totally new and tried Pilates, and I fell in love with Pilates. And after, you know, 2 months of being on my program, I lost 20 pounds, you guys. And I felt like 20 years younger. And I added a second Pilates class and then a third Pilates class. And then my partner, Mike, is like, okay, you got to do some other things besides just Pilates, like other physical things, you know, for your body. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. You know, and I know all these things as a chiropractor. I mean, I'm super educated in that area, but I was missing structure and accountability big time. So as having, you know, Mike and Amy as my coaches, you guys, thank you so much. And I'm not going to cry tonight, but I just am so grateful for you guys. Sincerely, like, thank you for reaching out to me because you changed my life.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, that's so great.
We love being on this journey with you, Heather. Yeah. And you have changed our life because it just has awakened us to what's possible.
You know, there's a part of your story that I think is kind of profound too, that, you know, sometimes, you know, we can understand the dramatic effect that, you know, having a major weight loss does for people. But, you know, there was another aspect of it that as Heather and I were going through her life book together and she was kind of discovering things along the way is that, you know, she was kind of at a place where, I don't know, you felt like people were being judgmental to the fact that you even wanted to elevate your health, you know, and that you should just accept where you are. You already look pretty good. And, you know, you kind of had to navigate that emotionally through the process.
Right. It's kind of interesting because my patients and mainly my patients look up to me and they just think I look great and I'm healthy, but inside I was starting. It didn't happen like overnight. It took time. But before I started my program, I was starting to feel really sluggish and I had to take a nap, you know, all these things. But then, when I started my program, they're like, oh, I didn't think you had to lose weight. I mean, I heard that so often. And I'm like, well, there's more to it than just you can be thin and be non-healthy, you know? So great. I had to overcome that in my head and I just went for it.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Heather.
You're welcome.
We really, really appreciate it. Yes. You know, as we're kind of wrapping up here tonight, guys, you know, there's a few other things that Amy and I just wanted to go through with you in that, you know, there's so many ways that you can join us on this journey at this point, yeah. Right? OptaVia has created so many different options for us, right? You know, we have people that are joining us that are at the whole way at the sick side of the perspective. Yeah. And then people that are joining us that are already at Optimal Health or Ultra Health, you know, we now have programs available to people that have made the choice that, you know, medical weight loss is a direction that they want to go, but they know that's only one of the six macro habits of health is getting to a healthy weight. And they need support in other areas like accountability and learning the lifestyle and getting proper nutrition and a correct amount of proteins, right? Maybe there's somebody that just isn't like Amy and I and aren't willing to reduce their level of exercise in the beginning. And, you know, they want to start and while they're doing some exercise. So now we have active programs to meet them there, right? Yep. And, you know, if somebody's already in Ultra Health, we can meet them where they are and we can help them move forward with the essential amino acids and the whey protein and then learning the habits of health system, right? We all have one of these areas of these six macro habits. If we're at a healthy weight, maybe it's our sleep, maybe it's our surroundings, maybe it's our mindset, right? There's all so many areas that we can connect with.
Absolutely.
So we want to leave you with this. What are the six habits to help you reach optimal health that we see our most successful clients participate in.
Yeah, you want to go through some of these nutrition and exercise? Yeah. Number one, and it's element one in your life book, and Dr. A talks about this over and over, is get clear on your why. And, you know, this sets your GPS, honestly. Once you know, you share it with your coach, and you and your coach are going to partner together, like Heather said, the structure and the accountability. And that's, and then moving on to number two is connecting with your coach, right? Committing to connect with your coach each week. That's the accountability.
Number three, you know, we want to read, journal, reflect, and apply our life book, right? We're not reading our life book to check it off the list. We really want to integrate this into our life, right? Mm-hmm. Connect with the community. You have these Monday night calls. You have your community Facebook support pages. And I know that there's more, you know, in-person events coming. Connect with all those opportunities that you have. You know, follow your structured OptiVia nutrition program. Whatever program is right for you, where you are right now, follow that very closely. And guys, live out loud. You know, if you're living the habits of health, it's no secret, right? You know, dieting in the dark does not help you win.
Absolutely.
So we have some opportunities coming up. You know, for those of us in the coach community, we have a coach training series that's going to be starting January 20th. They're going to be 11 a.m. Eastern time for the next 6 weeks. So, you know, join us for those. They're going to be amazing. And, you know, we have a big mission in front of us. You know, the mission is to get America and then the world healthy. And there's never been a greater time to go out and help people with that.
Right.
Next week, we're going to be talking about, you know, how you can overhaul your surroundings and ensure your success. These are all amazing tools.
Yes.
And so Amy's going to close with a quote from Martin Luther King.
You know, there's so many of them. And I just loved his heart and his legacy that he has left for all of us, and just having that dream. And this one just stuck out to me for all of you new ones starting today, or even if you're in the middle of your journey, or even if you're on your journey to optimal health, is if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. And if you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. And that's what this system gives you. It's just one day at a time, one healthy habit at a time. And that's going to keep moving you forward.
So all right,
we love you guys.
Have a wonderful night. We'll see you next week. Take care.